Turn with me to the book of Acts. And I imagine you didn't know where I'd be preaching from today. And but Acts chapter 1, and then we're going to go to Acts chapter 2 this morning. And all over this world, preachers are preaching from this text that I will be preaching from this morning. Praise God. But Acts chapter 1, beginning with the fourth verse. Acts chapter 1. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I want you to know this morning, just to comment on that scripture, that the strength of the church is not in its programs. The strength of the church is not in the denominations that it may subscribe to. The strength of the church is not even in the people that it has, or the money that's in the bank, or the buildings where they worship. But the power of the church is in the Holy Spirit. And it's that power that we need today so desperately so. Sometimes we get so accustomed to Pentecost that it becomes familiar to us. But today we need a new, fresh revelation of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and what that means for us, for you, and for the body of Christ and for Living Waters today. In Acts chapter 2, with the first verse, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and that's where we get the terminology Pentecostal. And I'm here to tell you that I am a Pentecostal Christian. I am a Pentecostal preacher. And this is a Pentecostal church. Can you say amen? And we need what they had 2,000 years ago. We need our day of Pentecost again. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Boy, I would have loved to be in that meeting so long ago. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And I want to use for a subject this morning, Pentecost. Pentecost. Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, simply ask this morning that you would give us our day of Pentecost. Father, we ask today, God, that what you did so long ago in that temple in Jerusalem, when the 120 were gathered together in one place and they were in one accord, that also we would also be in one place in one accord. That you would also fill this house with a sound of a rushing mighty wind. Lord, that cloven tongues of fire would sit upon each one of us. That we would have the fire of the Holy Ghost in our bosoms. Father, we pray today, God, that there be a mighty stirring and awakening of the souls of people. Lord, that we would not get too busy for the Holy Spirit to do His work. God, that we would wait as the disciples waited so long ago, that they would receive power. And Father, we pray today that we would be witnesses unto You here in Castle Rock, Cowlitz County, Washington, the United States, and the uttermost parts of the world. Father, we pray today, as there were 3,000 souls that were saved on the day of Pentecost, that there would be 3,000 souls saved here in Castle Rock, that the Holy Ghost would fall once again. Father, Your word says that in the last days You will pour out Your Spirit upon all flesh. And so, Father, we ask for this today, God, that You would once again visit Your people with a fresh, mighty move of the Holy Spirit and baptize us in power. Baptize us in Your Spirit afresh. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. Pentecost. Some of you this morning may wonder what exactly that term means and what does it denote. Pentecost was a feast of the Jews implemented by God. And it comes from the Greek word for 50, since it literally means or occurs 50 days after the Passover. And I want to say this first and foremost, that there would never have been a Pentecost if there first had not been a Passover. Pentecost would have never taken place if it had not been for the Passover lamb. And when a believer believes in the Passover lamb, and I'm talking about Jesus, who is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, and the blood of that lamb, the blood of Jesus, is applied to the doorposts of our heart, and we are cleansed from all filthiness and sin and transgression, and we become believers in the Lamb of God, we place our trust and our confidence in the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When a sinner comes to Jesus and they are born again and saved by that precious blood, by the Passover lamb, they then become a fit candidate to receive the experience of Pentecost. Can you say amen? So Pentecost rides on the back of the Passover. The Holy Spirit comes on the back of Jesus Christ, for it was Jesus that sent the Holy Spirit. And He has come that He may give us counsel, conviction, and comfort. He has come to glorify Jesus Christ and to speak of Him and to lead us and guide us into truth. And I want to say this, the salvation experience is the most important experience that anyone could ever have. The new birth is essential to eternal life and to entering into the kingdom of God. But God does have more and a greater abundance and degree of the power of the Holy Spirit for those that have been born again. He desires that we receive the baptism of the Spirit. When you got saved, you were born of the Spirit. But when you receive the Pentecostal experience, you are baptized in the Spirit. It is true that you receive the Holy Spirit at conversion, but not the fullness. You receive the Holy Spirit in a degree, and it is the Spirit of sonship that seals you and assures you of your salvation. But God also wants to give us a baptism of power to provide service in the kingdom of God and to promote the kingdom of the gospel. So we need Pentecost today. I love the Reformers. I love the Reformed Church. I thank God for them and their stance on salvation. But I'm here to tell you that the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit have not ceased in the church. They are more needed today than maybe ever before, for the church is in such dire need. We have declined so spiritually, terribly in a spiritual manner, that we need once again a fresh Holy Ghost, heaven sent, devil chasing, sin killing, true blue, red hot, blood-bought, God-given, soul-stirring revival once again to visit the house of the Lord, to visit the church, to visit the body of Christ. We need a fresh baptism of fire in our souls. We need Pentecost today. Somebody say hallelujah. The Feast of Pentecost was also known as the Feast of Weeks. And the feast was primarily a thanksgiving for the first fruits of the wheat harvest. But that feast represented something that is carried over unto the new covenant today. And it's that it typified a harvest of souls that would come after the Passover. When the true Passover lamb died at Calvary 2,000 years ago, now we can give thanks for the harvest of souls. Can you say amen? Yeah. Jesus said, look unto the fields, for they are white unto harvest. And pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. For the labors are few, but the harvest is plenteous. And that's why we need Holy Ghost power. That's why we need Holy Ghost fire. That's why we need Holy Ghost control. And we need Holy Ghost direction today. Everything should be led and directed and controlled by the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? And it represented that harvest of souls saved under the new covenant. And yes, church, the fields are white today, and we need to get a burden for souls once again, because every few seconds there is someone that dies and slips into eternity, never heard of God, never heard of Jesus Christ, never heard of the new birth, never heard of the baptism, never heard of the grace of Jesus Christ, never heard of the mercy of God. And it's the church's responsibility. It's been commissioned to the church to take this gospel to a lost and dying world. And it cannot be fulfilled and it cannot be carried out, that great commission, without power. The church has lost its power. We've become intellectual, but yet we're dry and we're empty and we're dead. And we need the Spirit of life to resurrect us once again. Can you say amen? Glory to God. What is the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? What is essential about it, preacher? Well, first of all, it's power from on high. It takes power to live for God. And it takes power to work for God. And it takes power to serve God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Jesus did not die for an old, dead religious institution. But he died for a people that would be experiencing the power of his resurrection and having power. Power to preach, power to prophesy, power to pray. We need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit baptism gives us power to witness. It gives a boldness and removes all timidity out of our hearts, and that we are not ashamed of Jesus. We confess him before men and before the world. And Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father and the holy angels. But if you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father and before the holy angels. Church, it takes power to confess Jesus as Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit gives us power to praise. When the glory of God and the power of the Holy Spirit filled that day, the Bible said that they worshiped God, speaking in unknown tongues, praising him, and declaring the wonderful works of God. I don't know about you, but have you ever been into a church that is not Spirit-filled? And then been to a church that has people in it that are baptized in the Holy Spirit? There is a difference. And I'm not knocking our brothers and sisters in Christ who are non-spirit-filled. That's not my point. My point is there is the Holy Spirit makes the difference. He'll make the difference in your heart and life. He'll make the difference in your ministry. He'll make a difference in your living for Him. He makes the difference, and we need to experience the difference, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, give us our day of Pentecost. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, there's freedom. There's liberty to worship the Lord because we've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus inside of us as we exalt Him and lift Him up and magnify Him. It takes power to praise. Yes, hallelujah. The baptism of the Holy Spirit gives us power to pray. When you enter into prayer, sometimes the enemy is there to stop, to hinder, to oppose, to oppress. And it takes power of the Holy Spirit to pray through and touch heaven and get a hold of God. Can you say amen? Oh, we need power to pray once again. And it takes the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It takes power to pray. It takes power to prophesy. The Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, opens up a venue of gifts to the church that it may glorify Jesus and edify the body of Christ. Yes, the gifts are not just for yesterday. They are for today. Amen. The gift of faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healings, the discerning of spirits, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy, message in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Yes, it is for today. And we believe that. And a church that's baptized in the Holy Ghost will have the gifts flowing and moving. And then lastly, power to purify. John the Baptist prophesied so long ago. He says, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I comes, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit has a fan in His hand. Do you hear what I'm saying? And you and I got chaff in our lives. And the Holy Spirit is taking that fan. And He is also lifting up the wheat that's in our lives and blowing that fan on the wheat and separating the chaff from the wheat. Every one of us today has chaff in our hearts and our lives. And it takes the Holy Ghost, the baptism of purifying, to purify our hearts and our lives in the sight of God. Can you say amen? Amen. The Holy Spirit gives us purity and a pure heart. Power to purify. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that day on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, that they were all with one mind, one accord, in one place. And as I was going through this morning, that one place just stood out to me. And it shows, I got to say this. What would have happened when Pentecost fully came that day and the disciples were not in one place? Hello? Am I preaching to anybody? And we're not in one accord. Meaning there was no divisiveness, division whatsoever. There was perfect unity. All they wanted was God. Wouldn't it be wonderful to come to church and everybody, all they want is God? Give me God. Give me Jesus. Give me the Holy Spirit. Give me the blessings. Can you say amen? Give me the gifts. Give me daily bread. Give me living water. Am I preaching to anybody? I feel like I'm not preaching this morning. Come on now, praise God. They were there on one mind in one place in church. It's time again that we get in one place and be in one accord and watch the Holy Ghost poured out as a sound from heaven, a mighty rushing wind. God, give us a mighty rushing wind. Once again, fill this temple with your glory, with your presence, and with your power, and with your praise. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Are we hungry today? Yes, do we want more of Jesus? Yes. Isaiah prophesied of this mighty baptism of the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist prophesied of it. And Jesus even prophesied of it. And Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Don't look to a preacher. Don't look to a man. Don't look to the priest. Don't look to the apostle. Look to Jesus Christ. He's the one that baptizes in the Holy Spirit. He's the baptizer. He will take you and place you and baptize you and submerge you in the Holy Spirit. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit's in you. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you're in Him. Praise God. And it's so important, that which we celebrate today. God provided it, first of all. If He provided it, it's important. Jesus Himself received it. If He received it, it's important. He commanded His disciples not to proceed without it. If He commanded them not to proceed without it, it's important. All His disciples, as well as His mother and His brethren, received it on the day of Pentecost. If they received it, it's important. It affected the conversion of 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost. If 3,000 got saved because of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's important. Amen. It enabled the apostles to fill Jerusalem with their doctrine. And if it enabled them, it's important. It enabled them to perform supernatural signs and wonders. And if it enabled them to perform supernatural signs and wonders, then the baptism of the Holy Ghost is important. It enabled them literally to carry the gospel to every creature of their generation. And if it enabled them to preach the gospel to that world of that day, to that generation, it's important. And it's going to take the same power of the Holy Ghost to do the same thing for this generation and among all nations. It's important. They were careful to lead their converts into the same place of power. They got saved. I mean, the book of Acts way was to get them saved and get them baptized in the Holy Ghost. That was God's way. That hasn't changed. And if they led the converts into the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's important. And Christ commands all believers to be filled with the Spirit. And if He commands all believers to be filled with the Spirit, then it is important. We have treated the baptism of the Holy Spirit today, and we've laid it aside because it's a divisive doctrine. It's even divided the Pentecostal charismatic circles. And we have a new generation of preachers that have come up and don't believe in the baptism, don't believe in speaking in tongues. They don't permit it in their services. Don't permit it in their church services. Don't permit it among anybody else. I know Pentecostal churches that claim they're Pentecostal, but they don't want the gifts in operation because it is offensive. And is divisive. Church, as long as I'm the pastor of this body, and however long that is, I don't know. But as long as I'm here, I want to be faithful that we are ever a church that entertains the gifts of the Spirit, entertains the presence of the Holy Ghost, gives people opportunity to be saved, and gives the believer opportunity to be filled with the Holy Ghost in this house. I want to see our time of Pentecost. I want to see our day of Pentecost. God, give us our day of Pentecost. Oh, Lord, we need a hunger again. We've lost that hunger. We've lost that thirst. We've lost that zeal. We've lost that fervency in our spirit. And it's going to take the power of the Holy Spirit to bring it back. And the Bible says that day, suddenly, we need a suddenly again. Suddenly. God can move it in just like that. A suddenly move of the Spirit. There came a sound from heaven. This of which we're preaching on today, and which the Word of God declares to us, is from heaven. Do you hear what I'm saying? And if it has its origin in heaven, why in the big blue round world would we not want it? There's too many Christians that don't want, they just want a little bit of heaven. Just a little bit. Just to carry them, just a little taste. My goodness, our minds need to be on heaven. We need to be looking for that city. We need to be looking to heaven from whence comes our Savior. Where the Holy Spirit comes from heaven. It's a sound. The church has lost its song. We have traded it for songs of the world. And we need to get back the song of Zion once again. There is a distinct sound to the Holy Spirit. It's not like anything that the world can concoct or scheme. And the church has become professionals in concocting schemes and gimmicks to bring people into church. And I'm here to submit to you, that doesn't help build the kingdom of God. It hinders it. That day when they got filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I don't want any of that tongue stuff. I'm sorry, it comes with the package.
Yes, amen.
It comes with the package. It comes with the package. It comes with the package. This is where literally Pentecostal denominations that were stalwarts for the faith and the baptism of the Holy Ghost are splitting hairs over now, because they're saying now you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit and you don't need the tongue thing. This is more prominent in charismatic movements than anything. This is what really distinguishes the charismatics between the Pentecostals. They both claim they believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but only one will say, you're going to speak in tongues when you get filled. And the other says, not necessarily. Listen, I'm here to tell you, when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Can you say amen? When you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, there is a stirring, there is a word, there is a voice that is arising deep within the bellies where rivers of living water can flow, and it's the utterance of the Holy Ghost, and you need to loosen your tongue and let the Holy Ghost speak through you as you speak in unknown tongues, speaking of the wonderful works of God, glorifying Jesus Christ, praying to the Father the will of God, and showing power manifested in your life to live and serve for Jesus Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. When they got baptized on the day of Pentecost, 120 of them were speaking in tongues. When Philip went down to Samaria, and there was a mighty move of God, and many souls were saved. John and Peter went up to Samaria and said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And through the laying on of the hands, the apostles, the Holy Spirit was given. And even though it's not recorded they spoke in tongues, Simon the sorcerer was there watching the whole thing. And so there was a sign they were getting filled with the Holy Ghost. The physical initial evidence of being baptized in the Holy Spirit was speaking in unknown tongues. When Paul got saved on the road to Damascus, and the Bible says he was filled with the Spirit, he would later write, I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. when Peter went to Cornelius' household and preached the gospel to them. And I wish I was in that meeting so long ago, because God, we used old-time Pentecost had days like Cornelius' household, when Peter would preach the glory of God down and they began to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and spoke in other tongues. And the Jews that were there could not understand why Gentiles were getting filled with the Holy Ghost, because the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for the Jew and the Gentile. And they spoke with other tongues. All right. And then Ephesus. And he asked the Ephesian Christians, have you believed, have you been received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said, we haven't even heard if there is a Holy Spirit. And so they explained the baptism, laid hands on them, and they all received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in unknown tongues. Speaking in tongues is the physical initial evidence that you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's not the tongues that you're seeking after. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to close with this. I preached long enough. The church said hallelujah. I was on Facebook yesterday, and there was a little question on Facebook. Those of you who are raised in church, what is the one statement that you remember your pastor saying? And some said this and some said that. And one popped up and said, in closing, 30 minutes later. That's what they remembered. But the Holy Ghost will bring divine communication and edification to the church. He will help us to pray. He will enable us to worship. He will build our faith. He will give us rest, and he will refresh our souls. And so we need him today. Now, I think most people here have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for that. But if you haven't this morning, and you're saved by the blood of Jesus, and you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, I'm going to open the altars this morning. If everybody here is filled, then I'm going to open up the altars, and I'm going to ask everybody to still come, because the church needs revival today. We need the baptism of power. We need what they had on the day of Pentecost. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'd rather have what they had in Acts chapter 2 than what the church has today. I'd rather have what they had in Cornelius' household than what the church has today. We need him. We need a refilling. And Paul would write to the church at Ephesus. He said, be filled with the Spirit. And in the Greek, it literally means be filled and continually be filled. You may have received the initial baptism of the Holy Spirit, but you need a refilling of the baptism. I need a refilling. We all need a refilling. Our church needs a refilling, that we may have a refreshing. Would you stand with me, please? Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, Father, we have so much to learn. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just going to open up the altars this morning. If you're hungry for the Holy Spirit, if you're hungry for God, if you're hungry for a move of God in your life and in our church, let's come on bended knee. And let's ask God, Lord, send the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us our day of Pentecost. Would you come today? I don't know about you, but I want us to have Pentecost in our church. God, give us Pentecost again. God, let there be a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind once again. Let the Holy Spirit fall as he fell on Cornelius' household so long ago. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. And say today, you would say today, I want the baptism. I want the Holy Spirit. You say, preacher, I don't know if it's real. I'm here to tell you it's real. But take it to God in prayer if you don't know. Bring it to him and bring it to the altar this morning. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Jack, start laying hands on people, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Make a way. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Praise God. Now the flesh will not do. The flesh is weak. But the spirit is willing. May our spirits be willing. May we have power again. And Father, we ask you to bring power back to the church. Bring the baptism of the Holy Spirit. May it come forward as prominent once again, Lord, that multiple millions of believers be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Lord, there be freedom here in this house for people to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that his presence would be manifested. His power would be present to heal, to save, to deliver, to set the captives free. Father, we ask for revival. We need revival. And I don't believe we're where we need to be, Father. Lord, bring us to the place where we need to be. Let us be broken and humble and contrite before you. Lord, let there be faith in God and expectancy and anticipation of the supernatural move of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for this today, Lord God. And Father, as we leave this house, may our mind be stayed upon you. Let us not be caught up in the cares of life or the deceitfulness of riches. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And Father, may our hearts be hungry. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us, but restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Lord, may there be joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, we pray. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. Be blessed today. Be blessed in the week. We'll see you Wednesday and or Sunday. God bless you. Lord.